Somebody brought me something this week, as I've been talking about these things. They brought me a little excerpt out of Corrie Ten Boom's book. Some of you may have heard of Corrie Ten Boom or may have read some of her stuff. But she said there was, in that book, there was a young man, English man, that was in the German prison camps, and nobody got out of the German prison camps alive. They killed them all. Y'all all know that. You know, I mean, it was an awful, I've been over there. I've seen those play. I've walked in those camps. I've seen the pictures of the bodies where they killed everybody. Nobody got out alive. But this young man, he was telling God, God, I'm a young man. I don't want to die in this prison camp. Lord, I want to serve you. And he said, the Lord spoke to him. He said, well, then walk out of here. He said, Lord, there's guards all over. He said, every time you see a guard, tell him you're under the authority or the protection of the Most High. Now, you know, that's written in Psalms 91. So this young man starts walking out, and he walks up, and there's a guard, and he pulls a gun on him and says, prisoner, where are you going? He said, I'm under the protection of the Most High. Now, that German guard, who was the Most High? Hitler. So, man, he snapped to attention, putting his gun down, Heil Hitler, and let the boy walk right on by. The boy gets up to the main gate. A half a dozen guards pull their gun. Prisoner, where are you going? He said, I'm going out. I'm under the authority and protection of the Most High. And so they all snapped to attention, Heil Hitler, and he walked right out. Said the young men made it all the way back to England unharmed, because every time somebody would try to stop him, he would remind them, I'm under the protection of the Most High. Well, to a German, the Most High was Hitler. But who is the Most High? It's God. Who was moving on the hearts of those men to salute and let them by? God. Isn't that amazing what we can do? And here we are as Christians and don't have a clue what we can do. But before the day's over, we're going to talk about some of the things we can do. Right now, we're talking about some of the things that bring sickness and disease. And you have to know those things. You have to know those. You have to get over those things. Because if you continue to stay in these places, it will bring sickness and disease to your body. Now then, Proverbs 4, we're going to go from Proverbs 3 to Proverbs chapter 4. We're only going to get verse 20 through 27. Proverbs 4, 20 through 27. And I want you to see what this says. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 says, my son, attend to my words. Now see, we've been talking about God's word all the time. Attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my saying. In other words, listen. Lord, you're telling me to do something? Do it. Let not these words depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Now, how are you going to, if you don't ever open the book, how are you going to keep them before your eyes? You can't, can you? No. When I ask people in church, when's the last time you read your Bible? Well, I don't remember. Maybe 2 or 3 months ago. Hey, you're not keeping these words before your eyes. You're not keeping them in the midst of your heart. And so you come to me sick and afflicted. Hey, okay, verse 22 and 23. For these words are life unto those that find them. Now, wait a minute. There's something right here. Words are life. If they're God's word. They're life to those that find them. And health to all their flesh. So what do we want? Long life and health, right? So what's the answer? The word of God. Read the Word. The Word. That's it. The Word. It's really not that complex. He says, keep your heart or your spirit with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And somebody said, well, I believe that this sickness and disease stuff is spiritual. You're right. You're absolutely right. Every sickness and disease starts in the spirit realm. And then it works out to the flesh. Because he says, keep your heart or your spirit with all diligence, for out of it, your heart or your spirit, are the issues of life. Right there's your answer. Now, if you don't take care of the spirit man, what is the Word of God? It's spiritual food for your spirit man. That's what the Word says, right? So if it's spiritual food and you feed your body spiritual food, and the more you feed it, the better it is. I mean, what if you didn't feed yourself, your body, any more food than you do spirit food, some of you would be very skinny. You know that? You would be very skinny. Because if you didn't pick up the Word of God, didn't read it for a week, and I say, well, we're only going to eat food for the flesh when we sit down and study God's Word. It wouldn't be long. Some of you would say, man, I'm getting awful weak. I need some food. In fact, this couple, I got tickled, this couple from Houston, they were going to go on a fast. They come by my church one day and listen to me talk about fasting. They were going to go on a fast. A couple of weeks later, they came back by and she said, we tried to fast. Said, my husband, we got up, we went to bed Saturday night, we had a meal. Said, we're not going to eat anymore for 3 days. She said, next morning we got up and he says, where's breakfast? And she said, we're fasting. Oh, yeah, that's right, we're going to fast. He said, by noon, my husband was hurting, and said by 6 o'clock that afternoon, he was dying. He couldn't make it. Said he made it till 6 before he had to eat. Now then, isn't that amazing? He made it 24 hours without eating. And I told him, he said, where did I mess up? I said, did you ask God to take away your hunger pain? No, I never thought about that. I said, well, you ask and he'll take it away. And you can have a fast. So the next time I saw them, they did a 3-day fast. And he said, Thurman, it worked. I went 3 days. I didn't have any hunger pains at all. See, where is all the knowledge and wisdom and everything? Ask God. Ask Him for what? Everything. Don't do anything without asking Him. And He'll direct your path. Then verse 24 and 25. Put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lip, put far from you. You know, you really have no idea how much the Word of God talks about what you say, how it makes you sick. You just really have no idea. In fact, I remember, I'll tell this on myself and on Cheryl. But one night we were coming home from church. And she said, honey, I got to tell you this about... Said, three ladies told me about this lady tonight at church. I said, you really think I need to hear it? She said, well, I don't know, but I think maybe you do. I said, well, you know, maybe. I said, remember what the Word says about keeping our mouth, our tongue. Well, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I said, okay. So she told me. And the next morning, she couldn't talk. When she got through telling me, I said, you know, I didn't really need to know that. And she said, well, okay. But the next morning, she couldn't talk. And then I remember a time that she was telling me just the other day. We went up to north somewhere and to a couple of churches, a little one and a big one. And the little church kept a whole bunch of the stuff. And she said to y'all, did y'all send all the rest of the media over to the big church so I can set it up? And they said, yes. So she goes over there in her jeans, you know, and her T-shirt and all that stuff. And she puts out everything, works and sweats and gets everything put out and all that stuff, and then goes and we take a shower and get dressed up, nice clothes, and go over there. And then all of a sudden she realizes they brought 4, 5, or 6 more boxes of stuff. 12 boxes. And she says within herself, she never opens her mouth. She just goes to work in her fine dress, putting out stuff, starts sweating. She's grumbling. Silently, grumbling, I can't believe these people didn't bring all this over here like I ask. Silently, not voicing a word out loud. You know what Philippians 2:14 says? Flip over to Philippians 2:14, Dave, and let's see if anybody has ever broken this rule. What does Philippians 2:14 say? Do what? Oh, no, it couldn't mean that. That's got to be a misprint. God wouldn't hold me accountable for all that, would He? Do all things without murmuring or complaining? are grumbling and complaining. Well, why do we grumble and complain so much? We forget it, don't we?
We're good at it.
Oh, it's so easy to grumble and complain. And especially, they were wrong. They were wrong. I mean, surely God, it would be okay. But before she got through singing that night, she almost lost her voice. Isn't that awful? But you know, yeah, Tucker, just like she just said, it took her nearly a week to get over it. But you know, the thing about it is, what we've not learned, when these kind of things happen to us, we fail to realize, God, what did I do wrong? Well, Cheryl, she's smarter than that now. She knows what she did wrong. She knows the Word. That's kind of like when we were in Frankfurt, Stuttgart, I guess it was, last year. Not this last time, but the one before. We got up to the desk and they allowed us, American allowed us to ship a whole bunch of media over there. But when we started to leave from Auchenstein going to Berlin, we had to drive up to Stuttgart and we got to put all this stuff on an airplane. And although I've used half of the stuff, I mean, I'm way overweight. They won't let me take it without paying for it. And I thought, well, how much do you charge? Well, these three or four extra little boxes, they wanted $500 and something.
$6.25.
Oh, $506.25. She still remembers down to the penny. And guess what I did? Oh, did I grumble? I can't believe you want $500 to ship this from here. I mean, I couldn't believe it. The tickets didn't cost that much for Cheryl and I. But to carry the boxes cost $500.
But you paid it.
I paid it. Yes, I paid it. I didn't like paying it, but I paid it. Didn't have no alternative. But I'm walking down the corridor, and I'm up in front, and Cheryl's behind me, and I said, I can't believe these people charge me this much money. And she said, when's the last time you read Philippians 2:14? Ooh, I didn't want to hear that. Ooh, you know, when somebody corrects you, especially your wife, you don't want to hear that, do you? Oh, us guys.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.